Whether it's audiobooks or all-time greatest hits, long live listening to your favorites. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you.
It is the D.L. Hughley Show, your indictment update. Of course, it is Autism Acceptance Month.
Acceptance. No longer awareness.
No longer awareness. That's not just enough. You got to accept it, too.
I'm very aware. Thank you.
I wasn't aware.
You're very
aware.
Yeah. So we were talking yesterday. Of course, the Supreme Court upheld the abortion ban. And the court, and they ruled, so it's a near total abortion ban, because when this law was passed, it was white dudes from 1864, right? Mm-hmm. We didn't even become free till 1865. So imagine how horrible the white dudes were before slavery was over.
Man. Mm-hmm.
Imagine those people right now, that mentality, that mindset, that level of patriarchy, actually having an impact on how women govern. They believed back then, like, they didn't believe a woman should be able to vote or to speak or to own her own home. Or to,
well, not only did they didn't believe that, we women couldn't do any of those things. You couldn't do it. So
a man clearly owned your body.
Yes. Yeah. And they're trying to revert right back to that based on a lot of these new laws that they're passing, a lot of these conversations that you see on social media. I still can't get over the one that talks about anyone, you know, that women and mothers should take their children off birth control if they're, you know, a particular age because it's making them dumb and messing up their brain and messing up their mental.
I thought that was Fox
News.
I'm like,
oh my gosh, like, what is happening?
Yeah, you got to remember. It's just, I mean, and all these stupid, I can't, man, I'll tell you, rednecks and hotep are the worst.
Rednecks the worst, and hoteps.
The worst. The
you should
worst.
Put that on a t-shirt.
The worst. They believe the same things. They, like us, they say the same
thing. They just put a little twist on it.
Man, no, not really. Same things. Everything's a conspiracy they can prove, and they know somebody that did it.
Well, I tell you
and
what.
I know what it is.
You can sit around and listen to all these rednecks
and
hoteps if you want to. Come election day, you better get in there and vote. They otherwise, it's going to look decidedly different.
We'll see. We'll see.
It's going to look decidedly different for women and certainly for people of color.
Man.
Period.
Happy birthday to David Banner. Happy birthday to Lisa Stansfield. She's been around the world. She ain't finding her baby. She can't.
She looking for him?
I don't know. Happy birthday to Will Packer. Happy birthday to Summer Walker. Happy birthday to Jeremy Clarkson, Top Gear. Happy birthday to Meshack Taylor from Designing Women. Very funny dude. Happy birthday to Ole Cassini. I remember when they used to, remember, that was a designer, Ole right?
Oh, yeah.
He made cologne, wear their clothes, everything.
Yeah.
Number 18. Wow. One of them.
It was great till you start seeing his cologne at Rite Aid. Then you went, oh, no, I can't. Right next to the Axe body spray and the Jupe. Then you went, oh, no, I can't. Well, coming up this hour, Jasmine's going to tell us what's trending. I'm going to have a little note from the GED section on the D.L. Hughley Show. Jasmine.
What, man?
Tell these good people what's trending.
Believe it or not, I never thought I'd see the day when people were mad at Billy Dee Williams, but they are. 87 years old, you know he's going to be outspoken and say whatever's on his mind. And now he's saying that he has no problem with blackface. He's like, I think as an actor, you should be able to do anything you want, including donning blackface in performances. It's a performance.
I don't think that that's all that controversy.
People are very upset. They say he's setting us back and he's the last one who should be saying this. And I'm like, well, he said it. I mean, you know, obviously he's doing the circuit because he has a book out.
If I'm the creative perspective, you should be able to do and play anything from an artistic perspective. I believe that.
Yes, as do I.
So you know.
But you got to take the backlash, too, to come with it. You got to stand.
Yeah, but
you're going to stand on it.
Some people lack, they lack nuances.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if in some novels, I'm sure that there's somebody who appeared in blackface. So if you did that, brought that novel to life, people don't have enough nuance to know that this is part of, like, I remember when they tried to take, I think Huckleberry Finn said, I don't know.
1,000 times.
Like 200 sometimes.
It was a lot.
And they changed it to slave because it was so offensive like 20, 30 years ago. I'd rather be a slave. You can call me a I can still go home. You call me a slave, I got to go with you. Yes. So I think we're going the wrong direction, man.
Yes, I agree with that.
I draw the line at Jazz hands.
But people have very strong opinions about what actors
generally they're not
to.
Actors.
Speaking, also trending is this Rapunzel live action movie. A lot of backlash regarding this because Disney has decided to cast someone who is a person of color.
Right.
In
who
the
buys
lead
more
role.
Hair than them?
No, she's she don't buy hair. She don't need to.
She grows it.
Yes.
Well, that might be weird.
So, but they say, you know, they picked the girl. I'm trying to remember her name. It starts with an A. It's I don't want to mispronounce it
right.
either. But, you know, they say, listen, you know, her facial expressions, her mannerisms, all of those things look very much like Rapunzel, which
Rapunzel,
is a,
let
which
down
is
your
commercial.
Hair. And she throw it down a bag of Kinky straight down there.
No, not this girl. Not this girl. Not at all. She got her own.
Oh, yeah.
She come with it.
I don't even know why people are mad. They buy it all the time.
It's actually white people who are upset, not brown.
Okay.
Why are they mad they about buy it too, a mythical though. Character? A mythical
know,
character can
the,
be whatever you want it to be. I understand yeah. if it was a real person in history. And you, ch- but if it's a mythical character,
it's
come
a,
on.
You yeah, know, it's a fairy tale.
Like
it's
Lady Justice.
Real, right? And really, if you think about it, Disney did the same thing because Rapunzel was really a totally different story than Tangled, which was based on yeah. the story of Rapunzel, right? And that was a white girl yeah. with blonde hair, long yeah. blonde hair. And so, you know, they're kind of like, listen, get
they
over
get
it.
More upset. Like, they got mad Little Mermaid was black. They get mad at more imaginary people like
yeah.
like Lady Justice, like,
Santa Claus.
And to be clear, this is going to be a live action, so it's not going to be a cartoon. It's going to be like a live okay. action kind of thing.
Don't watch
but
it.
But that's what I say. If you don't like it, don't go to the movies.
But that's how it was in 1865, and that's how the way it should be.
That's what you need to be worried about. You need to be. What you need to be worried about is the remake of Arizona. That's the thing you
right.
need to be worried
you.
About.
Thank you. Birth of a Nation? Wait a minute.
Yeah. And let me tell you something. Birth of a Nation wasn't even out when they Birth of a Nation is 50 years younger than
yes.
that.
Yes.
Wow.
Coming up, we got a little note from the GED section. This is the D.L. Hughley Show. So Trump said the other day that Biden's push on EV vehicles, electric vehicles, is going to ruin the automotive industry and be a bloodbath. First off, Biden is not a car maker. They're everybody's involved in the Teslas and the Mercedes. Everybody's making an electric vehicle. But the inference is that we are so reliant on a way that things used to be that we can't change. That is what progress does. At one point, I am sure there was somebody who made the finest buggy whips on the face of the earth. What did they do? Either they adjusted to the fact that they were making the cars had taken over, or they perished. Look at all the things that we used to have that were prevalent when we were growing up that aren't now. Look at Fuji film or Kodak film. Look at somebody. Remember, there was somebody who used to work at an airplane manufacturer plant that put the armrests with the ashtrays in them. They're things change. They do not stay the same. And to act as if I remember when Trump was running the first time, he said he's going to bring coal mining back. America's not, the world is not going to go back so a few thousand people can keep their jobs. They never will. What was that replaced with? Look at all those places that in the Rust Belt. And they call it the Rust Belt because it withered away. Every industry that used to be there left. From rubber to steel to coal, all that left. Now what is it being replaced with? Better paying jobs. They make batteries and chips. So those things change. But to act as if we have to stay the same so that the whole fossil fuel, the reason we're having this argument about fossil fuel, because there's a finite number of barrels of oil in the world, in the country, on the face of the earth. And there are a lot of people who have made their money for that for decades, don't want to give it up. So we have to slow down growth, retard growth, to kind of cut our reliance on sun and wind and power and even nuclear just to keep that thing viable. That's not what happens. And we do that all over. If you travel the world, look at how modern their airports are or their rail systems are. Look at the things they do that we don't. We live in a country right now where they're proposing cars that don't drive, but you want to keep the combustible engine idea alive? Ford will do what everybody else has had to do. They will adjust. They will make cars. And the people that don't have a skill set anymore will either learn one or not. But no one's going to slow it down. No one's going to stop progressing. No one gets to stop the time from lurching forward. And the idea that you can, or that it is your... When black people couldn't find a job, when their brooks run dry in the South, they moved out and went to these larger cities. Now that brooks are running out there, they're moving back. That's the way it goes. You cannot... The problem in America is there are people who want to go forward, and there are people who want to stay where we are or even go backward. The people that want to go forward, imagine driving a car with the brakes engaged. Imagine always this level of resistance. The problem in America is, and I've said this oftentimes, it is a nation full of the Jetsons and the Flintstones, and the Flintstones got way too much to say. How the hell am I listening to you? You stopping a car with your foot. It's a little note from the GED section. Got the Jazz Report. This is the D.L. Hughley Show.
She's jazz. She's smart. It's the Jazzy Report on the D.L. Hughley Show.
The Vatican and Pope Francis have declared transgender sex change, surrogate motherhood, and abortion as grave threats to human dignity. In a 20-page document, the Catholic Church says it sees gender theory, sex changes, surrogacy, and euthanasia, as well as abortion, poverty, human trafficking, and war, as a threat to human dignity.
Listen, I mean, I ain't gonna let nobody wear a dress tell me what to do with transgender, but okay, we could do, whatever.
I mean, if we're talking about the Catholic Church,
yeah, there are other things.
You're talking
about things
that could be a grave threat. Right. I mean, how about, you know, what's been happening to these little kids across the country?
We should send them a director's cut of Spotlight, the movie. Yeah.
Perhaps. Mm-hmm. A new study shows women really do sleep worse than men because their body clocks
A study had to tell you that.
Man, if you don't stop acting up.
A study. They had to pay somebody
well,
to
right
tell
now,
you that.
I'm trying to tell you. Wow. Okay? But it is because our body clocks run about 6 minutes faster than men. Hmm. Anyway, studies show that women were almost 60% more likely to experience insomnia. Men, meanwhile, get less restorative deep sleep than women and are more likely to be night owls and have sleep apnea. Now put that in your pipe and smoke it.
Yeah, okay.
You mean the study didn't have to tell you that?
The study did not have to tell me that. I actually
do you have sleep apnea?
No, I don't have apnea, but I do have insomnia.
Okay, now. There you go. You're welcome.
And I'm telling you, you don't need a study to tell you.
Your body should run as fast as mine. I don't know what to tell you.
Mm-mm. You ain't getting me.
You already got
it. That ain't going to happen. Mm-mm. Coming up.
Thank you, Jasmine, for that Jazz Report.
Thank you for that Jazz Report. I wouldn't even listen to you. So when you're... When your children, when somebody close to you tell you, yeah, I'm going to tell you something, but don't tell mom or dad.
Ooh.
Do you keep the secret from the other parent?
Wow. That's a doozy.
Don't tell mom or dad. Do you keep the secret from the other parent? This is going to be very interesting because I think that there are scenarios that kind of can work in either way.
Mm.
You know what I mean?
What's the secret?
I depend on what the secret is, how important it is, what level, like it's a lot. What level of trust we at? You know
that's
what I mean. So when your kids say don't, because if I said don't tell mama, she would remember anyway because she's in the early stages of dementia, so it wouldn't matter now.
Oh,
right?
Wow.
That's that would not matter. But when a kid tells you something, that means that either they are trust you or have no other way, or like in a
or
bond.
Or trying to manipulate you.
Yeah,
it's a lot.
So do you tell? So don't tell this secret to mom or dad. Do you tell? 877-242-2426.
Also, just up on Twitter at D.L. Hughley Radio or on Facebook, The D.L. Hughley Show. On the website is thedlhughleyshow.com.
All right. We're going to be getting to your calls in a bit. It's The D.L. Hughley Show. So the question we're asking, one of the kids tells you, don't tell mom or don't tell dad. They give you some information and they tell you. But here's the thing. I mean, when I was growing up, my mother would say, tell me the truth and I won't hit you.
Lies.
And then she said, now I'm going to give you one more time. Tell me the truth. Then you tell the truth and they hit you anyway for lying. But they don't hit you for lying. They hit you for making you have an ass that so many times. You won't get an ass whooping anyway.
Correct.
But if someone said, one of your children said, don't tell mom or dad, what do you do? We're going to go to our social media platform, especially, okay, what are they saying out there?
So we got Patrick from Kansas City. No, it's not Patrick Mahomes. Yeah. And he said it would really depend on what the secret is, but generally I would try to keep it.
Yeah. I mean, if you want to keep a viable relationship with your children that's based on trust, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I mean,
I think it depends because we've had a variation of this conversation before about who comes first, the kids or the parents. So if you say the parent should always come first, i.e. the mom should always, you know, confide in and trust and do for the husband first and not the kids, then that relationship would, to me, seem more important than that with your kids.
It depends on if it's a little thing, a surprise, like something, you know, that doesn't have major important consequences, but to the child who give you that information, it does, because it could be them trying to see how much they can trust you and what they can trust you with, and all that kind of stuff.
Or trying to manipulate you because perhaps they've already asked the other parent.
Yeah, yeah.
It's a lot to look at.
So So when one of your kids come and say, don't tell mom or don't tell dad, what do you do? The person they told, what do you do? 877-242-2426. It's the D.L. Hughley Show.
Whether it's audiobooks or all-time greatest hits, long live listening to your favorites. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you.